Welcome. This is the Anabu AI blog in audio. Today, we're looking at an article that might make you uncomfortable if you've spent good money on AI this year.
What's the article?
It's called, Only 14% of Companies Have Deployed AI at Scale. Here's Why You're Stuck, written by Brett Allegre Wood on the Anabu AI blog.
14%. That is a stark number.
Stanford Research. And Gartner puts global AI spending at $2.52 trillion this year. So the money is flowing, but most of it is going nowhere.
That's a brutal gap. What's Brett's explanation for it?
He calls it the AI execution gap, the chasm between buying the technology and actually getting business value from it. And he uses a concrete example.
Go on.
A CEO of a mid-sized logistics company, nearly $1 million spent on an AI route optimization platform. 6 months later, 3 out of 500 staff were using it.
Three people.
The drivers found it too complex and didn't trust it. The dispatchers prefer their spreadsheets. Brett's line is that it became the world's most expensive desk ornament.
And I'd guess quite a few people listening have a version of that story sitting in their subscriptions right now.
Probably still pay monthly for it. The mistake wasn't the technology. It was buying it without any adoption plan. No training, no change management, no thought given to bringing the team along.
So it's not a technology problem.
Brett is explicit about that. It's a strategy gap, a leadership gap, and it's made worse by what he calls AI washing.
What does he mean by that?
Harvard Business Review found that when companies mention AI in their layoff announcements, their stock price jumps by 7 to 12% on average.
So you fire people, call it an AI pivot, and the market rewards you.
Exactly. And that corrodes trust. Employees start associating AI with redundancy rather than anything genuinely useful. It becomes harder for anyone to work out what is real.
Right. So you've got companies not using it properly, and companies using the language of it as cover for something else. Neither is actually building anything.
And the legal sector in Australia is a perfect case study. Tools exist right now to track documents, research cases, and analyze contracts in a fraction of the time. 2/3 of Australian law firms say client pressure on pricing is a serious threat to their revenue.
But
only 16% of legal professionals use AI daily. They can see the problem. They can see the solution. They are still not moving.
Brett has a good line for that, doesn't he?
Sailing toward an iceberg you can see clearly while refusing to turn the wheel. Not ignorance, inaction.
So is anyone actually getting this right?
Singapore. Their D-Lab program is training 2,000 business leaders, not on coding, on how to think through AI implementation, how to lead a business through genuine transformation.
That's the missing piece, isn't it? It's a leadership skill, not a technical one.
That's exactly Brett's point. Singapore isn't picking technology winners. They're building the human infrastructure, skills, data, regulatory confidence, while Australia is still cycling through pilots.
So what does he say you actually need to do?
4 things. First, a concrete, measurable goal. Not become more efficient, a real number. What will AI deliver for your business in 3 years specifically?
That's harder than it sounds. Most strategy documents stop at the mission statement.
Second, what he calls the strategic quad. Your CEO, head of finance, head of operations, and head of technology in the same room every week reviewing progress and clearing roadblocks.
Weekly, not a quarterly tick box.
Weekly. He is explicit. If those 4 are not aligned and accountable, failure is the default outcome. Third, a protected training budget, separate from the technology budget entirely.
Because AI augments people, but only if they know how to use it.
Right. And fourth, pick one high-paying process. Not the most exciting one, the most broken, most expensive one in your business. Fix that first before spreading attention anywhere else.
Keep it tight. Don't try to transform everything at once.
That's the pattern of the 14% who are actually breaking through. They treat AI as a new operating system, not a bolt-on. They redesign the process first, then buy the technology to support it.
For me, the one thing I do this week is the audit. Go through everything you're paying for, which tools are used every day, which ones are sitting idle, and cancel the ones gathering dust.
For me, it's the measurable goal. Before your next leadership meeting, write 1 sentence describing exactly what AI will deliver for your business by the end of 2027. Specific, a number. If you can't write that sentence, you're still tinkering.
The full article is at anabu.ai. There's a checklist in it worth working through with your leadership team.
And if you want this working in your own business, you can book a free AI audit there as well. Brett's team will show you exactly where you stand.